fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 8th day of July, 2006, in our second hour. We've been talking with Rick Saletta, the owner, the proprietor of KT Ordnance and Promised Land Products, talking about all kinds of things, everything from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to soap. Well, we talked enough about soap. Let's talk about cast iron products for a little bit here. Rick, you still there?
Yes, I am.
You carry the entire line of Lodge cast iron product, which of course is a name brand cast iron product. Rick, you ever been to a Civil War reenactment?
No, I haven't. I wish I could. But
well, if you do, you will see Lodge cast iron products plentiful. There'd be a lot of them because what they sell, Lodge cast iron products, look basically identical to the way they looked 140 years ago during the American Civil War.
Yeah, they actually haven't changed some of those.
No, there was no need to. Once you've reached perfection, like with the 1911 45,
right.
Once you've reached perfection, you know, don't screw it up and change it. I was amazed when I looked at your website, ktordnance.com, the variety of products Lodge Cast Iron offers. And I would encourage all the men to look at the website with their wives and have them do a little shopping there. You will find things, gentlemen and ladies, that will be useful in your day-to-day cooking activities, whether it's breakfast, eggs, and sausage, or whether it might be a long-term survival situation. You will find products that you can use and incorporate into your daily lives. Now, let's get these website and phone numbers out here again, Rick, so people can call you about Lodge cast iron products and about Calbin soaps. What is that phone number again, sir?
Okay, it's 406-834-3611.
And we got a break coming up. We'll get that website out when we get back from the break. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest is about to get on with the rest of his day. Hunting buffalo or chasing down wild mustangs or something. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, chasing the chickens.
Oh, come on. It's radio. You can say you're going to chase wild mustangs. People aren't going to know the difference. Okay, Rick, what's that website address?
It's KTOrdnance, O-R-D-N-A-N-C-E, or Promised Land Products.
All right.
.com. That's my life version.
And when you get back from chasing the wild mustangs, you'll check the email and take people's orders.
Right.
Okay. Rick, have a great day, and stay in touch. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
And that was, of course, Rick Spoleto with KT Ordnance up in Dillon, Montana. Dan in Florida, you've been very patient. Are you still there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. I live in the suburbs. You talked about, you know, all the trouble that's coming. I personally agree that, you know, that there is trouble. Unless you live out in the wide open like you do, people like me really don't have much chance, do we?
Well, it depends on the individual and where you live and what your resources are.
Yeah.
So what's the suburbs of what community, may I ask?
I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. I got Tampa Bay 2 miles to the east of me.
All right. Right.
Gulf of Mexico, 10 miles to the west. say a hurricane evacuation, that unless you get out quick, it's just gridlock, you know.
Well, we've seen these hurricane evacuations now on a pretty regular basis for several years. And, of course, that's the greatest immediate risk to anybody living where you live. Now, we've also seen where there's almost always 48 to 72 hours warning to get out of town, and most people don't do anything until it's 24 hours before the event.
Yeah, if it's going to be a real strong storm, you just got to go. But
and clearly, if you get out 72 hours before the event, it's not going to be gridlock.
Right, and I'm a believer in that. There's weather modification going on, and which, if that's the case, that kind of like creates a spooky scenario, if you know what I mean.
Well, obviously, I mean that's a whole different topic. What you're saying is true. The ability to create storms, create weather, manipulate weather does exist. It's real technology. It's not science fiction.
Right.
It doesn't change your situation. Your situation is you got to get out of Dodge if one of these things is coming at you.
Okay. Well, then when you're talking about, if people are trying to hunt you down to kill you, you're talking about down the road. I know that eventually that's going to come to pass. But you live up in the Missouri Ozarks, if I remember.
The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, right.
Right, that sounds like an ideal place. I'd love to move. I mean, I feel really trapped down here because I know what lies.
What is it? May I ask what your occupation is?
I'm in the pest control business.
Well, that's a fairly portable business that exists anywhere in the country as far as I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Starting a new business in a remote area that you're not known is no small thing.
Yeah.
It would be difficult, and I would count on almost no income for probably half a year if I was going to move a business of that nature.
Yeah.
Getting reestablished in a new area where there's competitors would not be easy, and it would be difficult. It would be a financial burden, say the least.
You're talking about these earth changes. I've heard talk about that before. I don't know if you're willing to go into it now because you're going to have a guest on soon.
No, actually, that we're no more guests for this show.
Oh, I mean, in a week or two or so, or what?
Oh, well, yeah, Professor McCanny will be on in a week or two.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to give people a heads up. I have a 16-page article that I've written, and I sell for $4 a copy. It's an excellent summary of literally 5,000 or more pages of information and interviews I've conducted, private interviews with people with privileged access. And my call-in number to order that Monday through Friday during normal business hours, I'll give that out. It's a toll-free number, 866-965-3007. I say again, 866-965-3007. Yeah, this is real, Dan. The earth changes are upon us. I just saw Al Gore's film the other day, and I would encourage people to watch it and look for the things I was looking for. The film is titled An Inconvenient Truth.
I've heard of that.
It's being shown in the major cities, typically on in one movie show per city. That's the way it is in St. Louis anyway.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about like earthquakes, water inundation, or
here's what we're looking at? We're looking at earthquakes, like you mentioned. We're looking at rising ocean levels. We're looking at volcanoes. We're looking at bizarre weather-related events. All of the above.
Florida doesn't fare too good in that equation.
No, it doesn't. And I've interviewed three different men. All of them are submarine corps veterans. All these men got to see the Navy's classified map showing what the United States will look like after the oceans have finished what they're going to do. Quite frankly, Florida is gone. There will be no more Florida as we know it.
Well, in closing, I don't want to tie up your line too long, but quick statement. A high official, maybe the head of FEMA, on September 10th, 2001, He was quoted as saying that the three things that the federal government is expecting to happen is a terrorist attack in New York City, New Orleans being hit by a major hurricane, and an earthquake in L.A. Now, we all know what happened the next day on September 11th. I don't know how he was privy to that information. And then there, New Orleans happened, and now there's that seismic activity in L.A. So there's definitely some things afoot.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. One of the things about talk radio, ladies and gentlemen, is you'll hear, and talk radio runs on multiple stations, Republic Broadcasting and others, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, multiple shows about what's going on, why it's going on, what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. The bottom line, in my opinion, is our world can change in moments, literally in moments. We saw that the morning of September 11th, 2001. We started out a normal weekday morning. Moments later, everything changed. Bottom line, no matter where you are, you're at risk of the world changing in moments. And the bottom line, you need to prepare to take care of yourself and those you love for when that change comes. There's no safe, no completely safe area. Some areas are safer than others. Clearly, I'm safer here in the Midwest from a hurricane than you are down in Florida. We have our own threats. We have tornadoes. We have the possible threat of earthquakes and so forth. And I do have privileged information that NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, fully expects hurricanes to be forming over land in the near future. Isn't that special? Don in Florida, are you there, sir? Don, speak up.
Afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be leaving Florida. All my equipment is geared towards living here. I have a lot of jungle-type equipment because our woods here are basically South American-type jungles.
Right.
You only have three kinds of jungles in the world, and you got South American is one of them. So I'm not leaving here, but I wanted to talk about something with your other caller you had, your first caller. You were talking about the cost of this, basically it's a wildcat he was talking about, and
right.
You're right, the expense would be way too much. But the M14, you know, I've read Boston Tea Party, as he calls himself, his book, and I read Fred's M14 stocks, his article in Shotgun News. But here in Florida, you're not going to be shooting at anybody at 600 yards. Most deer are shot at less than 50 yards. You can't see 600 yards unless there's too many trees, too many hills, too many buildings, unless you're shooting down a highway.
Okay.
I don't intend to be sniping at anybody on a highway.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Don. However, here's the however. I would encourage you to rent or buy a copy of the film Black Hawk Down if you haven't.
I've seen it. Yeah,
okay.
I've seen it.
Watch it again. If you have a copy, watch it again and look for the following. Now, these men were United States Army Rangers.
Right.
There were also some Delta guys in there.
Right.
The Delta guys didn't have 223s. The Delta guys had the M14s.
Yeah, the snipers.
And
those were snipers.
You're right. Now, I wasn't in Somalia. However, I've interviewed some of the men that were there. And they just confirmed what was in the film. And these men were shooting. This was an urban environment, shooting anywhere from point blank to 100 yards max, maximum range. Typically, point blank to 50 yards or less.
Yeah, but they were using full metal jacket, which is not required for a civilian.
Well, you're right there.
Big difference. Well, and they were shooting at little skinny men and boys who the bullets were not really. They didn't have time to turn sideways in the body. They were going right through them. They have the same trouble in Afghanistan and Iraq right now, too.
Right. Well, they call them, in fact, that was the nickname for their adversaries was the skinnies.
Right.
You don't know what your adversaries are going to be, whether they're going to be really big guys or skinnies ahead of time. I mean, how could you know that?
Yeah, but if you're using hollow points or saw points, big difference. And I've shot a lot of deer with the AK-47 round using
hollow
points.
Let's go through the break. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had. Plus, maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these PowerPulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 8th day of July, 2006. We're talking to Don in Florida about defending innocent human life with the use of firearms. Are you still there, Don?
Yeah.
So what's your caliber of choice? Please tell me.
I'm using the 7.62 by 39, the original AK round, but I use Wolf hollow point, though.
Excellent.
And it does the same damage, as near as I can tell, to a deer that a 25-06 or a 30-06 or a 308 does with a saw point.
Well,
the exit hole is the size of your fist.
I cannot, for what you've got to deal with, the terrain you've got to deal with, Donner, you've made an excellent choice. I was holding my breath, hoping you wouldn't say a 5.56 millimeter, and you didn't.
No. Not interested in that.
Well, like I say, the 5.56 is excellent for teenage boys and women and injured men.
Right.
I mean, it's pitiful. And the performance and the reports we're getting back from Iraq, let alone Afghanistan, I mean, you might as well leave it in the arms room in Afghanistan.
Yeah, past 200 yards, you can forget the M16 or the M4. It's not powerful enough.
And even if you get hits, you have to hit them multiple times.
Yeah.
It's pitiful.
But you got to remember, though, it was designed for Russians wearing body armor, and they wanted to be able to penetrate that with the new SS-109 they've had for now.
Well, quite frankly, the firearm, the M16 and the round had been around better part of 20 years before the SS-109 was developed by the Dutch. They won the NATO contest for a new projectile.
Yeah, that's not the same round that was used in Vietnam.
Oh, no.
Entirely different. This round has a tungsten core in the center of it.
A tungsten penetrator.
It's heavier.
Yeah.
It's a heavier, longer bullet. But anyway, the point I was getting at is you, for what an M14 copy of the Springfield copy cost, and what the ammo for 10,000-15,000 rounds of cost, you can buy three or four AKs or SKS, AK mag type SKSs, and 20,000 or 30,000 rounds and 40 or 50 magazines. There's just a vast difference in expense. But if I lived out west now, where you do shoot, you know, 1,000 yards is not that uncommon. As far as shooting at deer, you'd shoot maybe 400 or 500 would be the max. It's not sportsmanlike to shoot 800 yards at a deer, but then 308 caliber would be what I would want, but or
well, Don, I think you're on to the right. You've done the right thing given your circumstances with your choices there.
Okay,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dean in Florida, we got a lot of Florida callers today. Dean, are you there, sir?
John, just want to comment again on a wonderful show, and just to see, hopefully, if I could speak a little. Not wisdom, but just understanding to the people out there. Folks in any coast in the United States, and especially in Florida, please, I'm begging you, I am begging you to get this thing, this booklet by John called No Need for Panic. It's a perfect title because if you have understanding of what's going to happen, then you don't have to panic because you can take prudent measures.
You can now. 29 months from now, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
And that's my whole point. You know, I want to let the people know, like what you were saying earlier, and a gentleman you just got off with is a perfect example. Whether or not you like what's coming, folks, or you agree or disagree with what's coming is irrelevant. Failure to deal with the fact of what's going on and going to go down with HAARP and the different weather problems and our Nazi police forces and military turning against us, it's going to happen. If you deal with it, you have a chance. If not, you're going to die or be gravely injured or be in somebody's camp. Please don't ignore the massive amount of information that's out there, especially you folks in Florida. Get out now while you can. There's, you know, some people say 2009, 2010. If you make prudent plans, you've got a chance. But just this, you know, I'm here, I'm not moving it. Well, that's fine if it's just you. Fine, you know, put yourself, you know, let yourself go down like that. If you have a wife and children, just for a moment think about them and be prudent, because really you're consigning them to death.
Dean, thank you for your call. We appreciate your thoughts. That was Dean in Florida, passing along his thoughts on these earth changes and what's coming at us. He mentioned my article, No Need for Panic. And truly, if you prepare ahead of time, there is no need to panic. If you don't, you're going to be up a creek without a paddle, literally and figuratively. Bill in Austin, are you there, sir?
Yes, John, I was wondering, is there any place you can buy the A-10s? You know, I don't care if there's a registration number or a kit, maybe, you know, to put them together with. Also, another question real quick, is there any place that has that highway map overlaid over the Earth Changes map?
Nobody's done that that I'm aware of. It may be one of my assignments coming up here soon.
Yeah, if you could post it, you know, it's real nice y'all get on here and talk about that, but then there's no place for all of us to go look at it.
Right. Well, yeah, that would be complex. It wouldn't take much to happen, but it hasn't happened yet, Bill.
And one more quick question.
Hold on to the break. We'll come back and give you some time to talk. Be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the 8th day of July, 2006. We're talking to Bill in Austin. You still there, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to buy an A-10, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was a really nice weapon. Is there any way he could, like, sell them with registration numbers and get back in business instead of trying to sell them?
Oh, you're talking about Rick
Bill
up there and Dylan. The decision to manufacture 80% finished receivers is, at this point, a legal decision for Rick and his legal defense team. And at the moment, that's not happening. That is subject to change at some future date. No, but at the moment it's not happening. I would suggest if you want to buy an A-10 in the meantime to go to your local gun dealer. You're talking about an AR-10, right?
Yes, sir. You know, the
AR-10 308.
Like the M14, but it looks like an M16 or an AR-15, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I would go to your local gun dealer. They can probably round up an AR-10 for you if you want to buy one.
Okay, well, I was just thinking maybe he could get back in business selling them.
Well,
like
we're hoping so, and you guys, all you guys and gals out there, you'll be the first to know is if and when KT Ordnance is back in the 80% finished receiver business. So I'll let you guys know as soon as possible.
All right. Come on back to Austin. We need to see you again.
Okay, Bill. Well, there's nothing scheduled now, but that could change also.
Okay. There was one other question I'm forgetting right now. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
Goodbye.
You, Bill. I was in Austin, and when was it? Was that January of 05, February of 05? Must have been, I think it was February or March of 05, because I think winter was almost over, such as it is. We don't have too much winter anymore, it seems like, here in the Midwest. Not like we had 30 years ago. All right. The call number is 800-313-9443. If you want to order a copy of my article, No Need for Panic, it's $4. You can call my toll-free number, 866-965-3007, Monday through Friday during normal business hours. This coming Monday, I'll be in a TV studio taping a segment for Aaron Zellman's new movie. So before that and after that, I'll be reachable. I can take your orders for that article, No Need for Panic. A lot of what we talk about here on this show is preparedness. And gentlemen, I know you're out there and you're thinking about preparedness and how to keep your family safe. However, pay attention to the ladies. They've got their own thoughts, and their thoughts are just as important as yours are, usually totally different. Let's take one thing, for example, like, how are you going to get laundry done when you don't have hot and cold water at 40 pounds per square inch to operate your washing machine? How are you going to do it? We may give a flippant off the cuff remark like, have the lady folks meet him on a rock down at the creek. Well, that's not going to cut it. Besides the time and effort involved, which is very time-consuming and a lot of effort, your clothing is going to last about 10% as long as it would otherwise. That's not acceptable. The old washboard routine, once again, you're talking about consuming a lot of time and energy. How about a wringer washer? Now, a wringer washer does not require, in fact, there's no place to even hook it up, hot and cold running water at 40 pounds per square inch. It simply doesn't exist. You can put hot water in there. You can put cold water in there. Doesn't matter. Electricity would be helpful for most wringer washers. However, there were some wringer washers that were manufactured to run with small gasoline-powered engines. Plus, it is possible to re-engineer a wringer washer to where you can run it with a bicycle, given a little bit of handiness with small tools and a proper length of drive belts, pulleys, and so forth. You could fabricate a wringer washer to run off a stationary bicycle. It is possible. It is doable. And I'll tell you, gentlemen, that would make a massive difference in the day-to-day life of living without electricity, living without hot and cold running water that has 40 pounds per square inch pressure. This past weekend, my wife and I lived off the grid for 3 days. It's a different lifestyle. It's different in ways that you would not even think about or comprehend. Without refrigeration, without electricity. Unless you've done it, if your only experience is camping where you have some amenities, typical campground, public campground has hot and cold showers, for example, you haven't lived off the grid. If your only knowledge is from reading about it in a book, you need to do this. And living off the grid long-term is even more different because then you've got these other complications such as doing laundry. Weekend camping trip, why would you do laundry? That would be a pretty silly thing to do. You bring enough clean clothes to last the weekend, you take them home, and then you throw them in the automatic washing machine. Now, long-term survival is very complex. For us city dwellers especially, for those who don't know the old ways, very complex, takes a lot of thought, takes a lot of planning, and quite frankly, you need to do it in order to understand what you're getting yourself into. One of the men I debriefed about these coming earth changes works for the United States government. He made the quote, "John, I'm too old to learn how to live all over again." Think about that. John, I'm too old to learn how to live all over again. This is a man closely involved in the day-to-day planning of dealing with all these things. A man about my age. No, it won't be easy. It will be a hardship. We have grown very soft. We've grown very used to flicking a switch and having a light. Flicking a switch, pushing a button and having laundry wash itself. Turning a knob and have hot or cold running water. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Flicking a switch and have the air become 72 degrees at 50% humidity. No matter what's going on outside. That's the world we've created. That world will be going away, unfortunately, for most of us. That world will be going away. In the not-too-distant future, the United States government begins evacuating their own people in 29 months. I know it. I'm reporting it. That's the way it is. Subject to change. A year ago, year and a half ago, we're looking at about 18 months ago, the evacuation plan was for January 2010. Because of changes, because of what's going on with rising ocean levels and the changes in climate and so forth, the government had to move their plan one full year closer to us in time. The United States government, ladies and gentlemen, along with the Vatican, along with Walmart, and probably other large entities, are making very extensive and very expensive plans to take care of their own people. I know from firsthand experience. I've interviewed the people who have firsthand knowledge. My friend Frank Whalen, who is on the air 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday, on Republic Broadcasting. Frank lives down there near Walmart. He's talked publicly on a number of occasions about getting plain brown envelopes in the mail from inside Walmart's executive suites. Plain brown envelope containing detailed plans of the extensive sheltering system built by Walmart for their top people. Now, most of you listening to me aren't going to have that ability to spend six digits or seven digits into your family's preparation. If you do, God bless you. Most of you won't be able to. It will be a hardship. It will be a financial hardship to make these preparations. It will be a hardship on the family if you decide to move to what might be a safer area, to move your family, move your business, whatever it might be. Of course that's a hardship. At least initially. I've interviewed a number of these submarine veterans who have all chosen the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as their retirement homes because of what they found out in classified briefings from the United States Navy. Independent of each other, without knowing each other, I've interviewed these men independently at different times, all reached the same conclusion based on their knowledge from the United States Navy classified briefings, making very expensive, life-changing decisions to live in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because they know what's coming at us. It's your choice. You need to do your own homework. Make your decision. And then go for it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do. I'm going to sit here and tell you to do your own homework, do your own research, and make the decision that's best for you and your loved ones. in your situation. That is absolutely what you should do. I've done what's best for me and my loved ones. You need to do the same. Knowledge is power, as the old saying goes. The knowledge contained within my 16-page pamphlet. And open your eyes. I run off about 100 copies every 2 weeks or so. Talk about it on the radio, talk about it in person with different individuals. I gave a copy to a doctor friend of mine. He made copies and gave it to more doctor friends. It's amazing how this network spreads out. I met with one of these doctors a few days ago. She may be listening. I don't know. She and some of these other doctors I was just mentioning is a student of Velikovsky going back 20 years ago. It's amazing what people know once you get their attention. This is a live call-in show. We got some lines open at 800-313-9443. Jeff in New Mexico, are you there, sir?
Yeah. I was wondering what you think of these, I know food doesn't come magically about, but like these food commodities programs that they have.
Run by the government for poor people?
Yeah, like where you go get boxes of dried milk and whatever.
Well, if it's run by the government, you have to meet certain criteria to have access to that. What is the question specifically?
Well, I had this idea that they could make up like six different formulas of multivitamin mineral with like whole food concentrates and different proteins of different vegetables or whey protein, and then they could experiment on people. They'd give it to the people free through like a universal health care, you know, where you could, everybody could get one or the other. You wouldn't get everything you want, but you could get one kind of food supplement. And then over the years, they do experiments on people and see which ones help the people avoid cancer or something like some kind. Some people might be taking the stuff that has more green tea extract, and some people over the years might be taking more with grapeseed extract.
Hold on, hold on, Jeff, hold on. You're going in about four different directions at the same time here. First of all, anything that will make people healthy is not going to be on the agenda of the United States government of America. That's just not going to happen. That's a fantasy. Second, if you like the service offered by the United States Postal Service, you would love universal health care. That's kind of a flippant, joking way to refer to it, but Canadians and English people come to this country for serious health matters if they can afford it, because otherwise you're on a waiting list, and where they have the universal health coverage in Canada and England. That's not a good place to be, in my opinion. I would encourage you, Jeff, to listen to some of these other shows on Republic Broadcasting. Matters related to health are addressed quite extensively. We have. Do you have internet access, Jeff?
Yeah, I can go to a library.
Okay. We have several advertisers that are carrying excellent natural products to help people get healthy, and there are some books listed on the Republic Broadcasting website relating to health and nutrition and cancer that would be excellent also. And this is not just for Jeff in New Mexico. This is for everybody. These are complex matters, and I constantly study, and I'm learning more all the time about nutrition and health, how to stay healthy. It's an ongoing passion for myself and my wife, Dr. Moore, to learn what we can. And the seminar last week that we were at, that had to do with finding wild edibles that are healthy and finding herbs that are healthy for you to consume. I would not rely or even think about getting the federal government involved in this, Jeff. I think that's a fantasy that has no hope whatsoever of yielding the results we're looking for.
So would you say also, like, the fact that certain of these celebrities like Tiger Woods and all these other jocks and media celebrities, the fact that they get paid so much more than everybody else in our country, the government likes that because they want to keep some people so poor that they're hesitant to buy even the cheapest kind of vitamins at Walmart or something, and they might not be living as long as they could have because they don't have plenty of money to buy these things, you know.
Well, I don't see any relationship between the money made by a celebrity and other people not having money. There's an unlimited, this universe has unlimited wealth. People limit themselves. Jeff, we thank you and we appreciate your call. JR in California, are you there, sir?
Yes, how are you today, John?
We're just getting up to a break. Hold on to the break, sir, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Actually, we don't have all the time in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 4 minutes or so. JR in California, what's on your mind, sir?
A couple of things, John. This earth changes that you're speaking of is really quite fascinating. I'd like a thumbnail sketch for California, and then if you have like a website you could recommend or a book. And do you think these earth changes are due to the incoming Planet X?
Well, the Reader's Digest version of answering your question is yes. Planet X is the root cause, not that knucklehead next door to you with his SUV. I recommend, if you get my article, No Need for Panic, it is a footnoted article with a bibliography and a list of websites. The bibliography consists of about 10 books, which are several thousand pages of documentation. And the websites, of course, once you get started, it can be quite a area of study for anybody. So I would recommend go to my website. I'm not set up yet to sell my article on my website, but there's some references and a bibliography there that might be helpful.
What's your phone number?
Well, I'll give you my website address. TheLibertyMan.com and phone number toll free 866-965-3007.
And what about California? Just thumbnail.
Low-lying areas, anything 300 feet above sea level and lower is at risk from rising ocean levels. Plus, the San Andreas Fault will cut loose and cause great problems also.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
Alan in Texas. Yes, sir. Alan in Texas.
Enjoying the show today. And I heard somebody mentioning the concrete domes earlier, and I just caught at the tail end of that conversation. Do you know where they were located? They were looking for information on how somebody...
Well, we don't. I didn't give out. There's some contractors. I didn't mention any names.
We live here in Austin, and my wife, a couple of years ago, she saw the earth changes coming, and she felt it was the most important thing in the world to go out and get one of these dome airforms. And you pay a couple grand for one of these air forms, and then you can reuse it
right
over and over. You know, you put down your circular slab, anchor the
right
thing down, blow it up, spray
right
your concrete,
right,
and you've got a 20-foot solid room structure there, which is actually a livable-sized small building. And you can attach those domes together then and make multi-dome
right
dwellings.
That's one of the techniques.
Yeah. So it ends up, you know, once you've got your air form, it ends up being about maybe $4,000 or $5,000 per building to put
up. If you think UPS is going to drop this thing off and you're going to build yourself a house, don't do it. seriously. You know,
right,
this is, you're risking tens of thousands of dollars here to do something like that.
Right. But they're located.
I would encourage anybody who wants to do this to have a competent concrete contractor on site as an advisor at a minimum.
Right.
This is a very expensive proposition, and if you screw it up, you've got a very expensive mess to clean up.
Right, yeah. Well, thanks again for the show, John. We're really
okay,
appreciate
Alan.
It.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time here. I think we got callers. My phone was ringing. Calling in while I'm on the air, that's not a wise thing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I had fun as always. You all be safe out there. Do your homework. Do your own research. Do what you need to do to take care of your loved ones. I'll be back next week. God bless America.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.